This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3, the Comerica backyard out here, center field at Globe Life Field in Arlington. Please do come by and say hi if you're heading for tonight's series opener against the Rays with your Texas Rangers general at your service. If you see me, bear me N-A. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. You do have Ross Lebinski in for Lucius one more time today. Good afternoon to you, sir, there, and we'll welcome Lucius back on Monday. Send that man some love on social. Let him know he's been missed. Now, Woolchuck is here. Salute to you, sir. Eric Chiafalo's coming in hot.
He is.
Coming in hot. He had some dad duties going on.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be joining us here momentarily. And you have Ruben Portillo, remote engineering, as we're in one of our absolute favorite places in all of DFW.
We are.
The Globe.
We are.
Had myself a great afternoon at the house, or actually morning at the house, running around with the 3.5-year-old. Just an absolute treasure, a treat to have a child at this age. They're so much fun, and they're energetic. So we got up in the attic, and we got down Abby's old bike. Okay, then we put the training wheels on that bad boy. Mm. She was good to go, but the inner tubes went bad. Okay, the inner tubes and the tires went bad. So when I went to pump those up, they just wouldn't take air.
Oh,
so I got a weekend project on my hands.
Two new tires need to go on a bike.
Yeah, probably need to either YouTube how to fix that myself or take them into a tire shop.
No.
Yeah, probably go tire shop. Yeah,
tire shop. Why would you even want to subject yourself to like having to deal with the chain and all that stuff like
See?
That?
It,
you know, oh well, hey, you have to have this kind of wrench, and oh, you have to. No,
I mean it's 5 hours to figure it out yourself.
Let me
probably
tell you
a
what,
lot of headache and some bloody knuckles.
Is it possibly just a new bike?
Well, that's what I was thinking as well. Like, what's the cost to put in the inner tubes as compared to just getting a new bike out of Walmart with the training wheels already on it?
That's
would probably save me a lot of time,
right? Yep.
And you know, those little bikes might only be 70, 80 bucks as compared to probably 20, 30 bucks per tire.
It depends on if they're tariff-related things
or something like that.
We're going there. You never know.
I did see the Nintendo Switch 2 delivery now delayed, and they're having to reprice as a result of these tariffs. The stock market just like in the tank.
I wanted to retire.
Don't check your 401k today.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Are you looking to possibly gift that to like one of the kiddos, and then actually it's more of a gift for you that you can then end up having a lot of fun with?
Nintendo product,
yeah.
I would be willing to. Abby's sort of grown out of that. She did have the first Switch, and we actually played it a lot, you know, there with the Minecraft and a lot of Mario Kart and stuff like that. But as usual here in the G-Bag Nation, we open with winners, and your baseball team definitely qualifies. Rangers Rays coming up at 7 o'clock. Mally against Little. This evening with the pregame at 6:30. Game's actually on Apple TV tonight, which can be a little bit tricky. So great night maybe to keep it locked in here on the Fan with Nadel, Hixey, and Sands on the call. Now, if you do want to watch, and I know some people, your life revolves around watching the local sports teams, and you don't want to buy the Apple TV subscription, what you'll want to do is get a 7-day free trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to come up with a trick 'em plan.
Yeah, you got that. I just read about that, I think, in the morning news.
Sure.
The issue there is they have another Apple TV game coming up April 25th.
Oh.
So maybe then you'll do a different email sign up. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to track
use
your
one
IP.
Of the kiddos.
Yeah, just share with your friends, or you know, maybe just change it and use there wifey's you go. Email. There's always a loophole.
Yeah, I know my parents are always offering, do you need our Apple TV login? And, you know, sometimes I do. Sometimes it comes in real handy. Eric Nadel is going to join us coming up at 5:20 today. Jared Sandler is going to join you coming up at 4:40. Our very good friend, Jared Sandler, will join us and talk Rangers at 4:40. It's a Nike City Connect evening here at the ballpark. Rodeo champion Shad Mayfield is going to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. The American Rodeo Championship is returning to the Globe coming up April 11th and 12th. So this is just to promote that. I love the rodeo guy names.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be Tanner and Tough. Definitely some Cody's out there. You don't see many Shads, but when you see a Shad, you know that boy can definitely buck some hay.
It's usually two initials and then like a kind of a tough guy last name.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
JB Moody, you know, something like that. You always get
it. And I feel like Mayfield applies there.
Yeah, Mayfield does apply.
They are going to have a pregame announcement that for every burger bomb that you get, for every Jake Berger jersey sold at Globe Life Field, they're going to be making donations to the Berger Family Foundation.
Well, you can bet we're getting a burger bomb tonight.
Yeah, he's due.
Put it on the call sheet.
With extra mustard.
Yep.
And it is a retro arcade bucket hat night.
I love a good bucket hat.
Theme night purchase tickets through this offer will come with a retro arcade 8-bit bucket cap.
Mm. Wait a minute.
So I'm not sure how they marry those two ideas, bucket hats and retro arcades, but it comes together tonight, Brian. I know you're a bucket hat guy.
I am a bucket hat guy. Do you kind of maybe mosey your way over there and be real nice and hope somebody listens to the station and maybe get you a bucket hat?
I think
that's
got to
be my plan, right?
Do you get these in the mail? Do you get these special items that go through
these aren't
box office?
So we're going to get the Peagle bobblehead.
The bobblehead's the giveaway tonight.
Yeah, for the public.
I don't know about this bucket hat item. That's a good question.
Jeez. Okay.
Well, I do know you could get Pudge's autograph. You got a Hall of Fame autograph evening here with in the northwest corner of the ballpark behind section 101. This is for the first 225 fans starting at 5:15.
Okay, we got to line this thing up.
So you're going to have to be Johnny on the spot. I'd probably try to get in here about 4:30 or so. And
I know our buddy
luck of the draw,
Eric from CBD American Shaman McKinney, has already been camping out starting at noon right across the street at Texas Live to try and get this Peagle bobblehead. This is going to be a hot commodity. The trolling's coming in pretty hard here, Gavin, on the text 877-881-1053. It's apparently super easy and very cheap to change out these inner tubes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of positive feedback in terms of it's very affordable.
Good for folks.
See, and I can do this.
Yeah, come on.
All you need is a quarter wrench.
I put on the training wheels today, no problem. I didn't even have to YouTube that. I just looked at the parts and did it.
If folks can do that, God bless you. Really. I mean, have you ever had to deal with a chain and stuff on the bike?
Yes.
And then get it off and put it back on?
That is more difficult than you think.
That to me, that's always like my finger gets pinched or something happens that's just not, it's not right. So my theory was like, you know, if it can't, you know, I was always the, hey, If it can't be fixed, you know, if Sears can't fix it, it can't be fixed. I was sort of a Sears Roebuck guy back in the day.
Yeah. Adjusting the brakes, you'll never get them to where they're tight and not rubbing.
Right.
You know, the guy.
Well, you hate that.
The guy at the bike shop.
Got to be tight and rubbing.
You got to have a buddy like the great Ted Nichols Payne, you know, who used to grace these halls. He was a bike
man. He wore the yellow jersey. He was one of those yellow jersey guys. Yeah.
Well, Eric Chiafalo joining us now with the broadcast position here at the Globe in the Comerica backyard. Buddy, good to see you this afternoon.
Hey, great to see you guys. Sorry I'm late, but
got the Napoli jersey on today, ready to roll?
Got the Napoli jersey on, ready to rock. I figure if I spill some of this baked potato brisket situation from Hurtado.
You were listening on the way in, huh? Kind of a challenge?
Then it'd be all good. Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were listening. You felt like that maybe you were going to drop half of it, But now we kind of challenged you a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I'm as buttoned up as possible. You don't want to waste any of that hurtado brisket. No. I'm not going to let any of that stuff fall by the wayside.
But
I feel like on a Napoli jersey, he would look at a stained up jersey and be like, hey, nice work.
It's a good – I've stained the hell out of this polo already, so you can just match me.
The pits on this thing are actually pretty bad. That's why I had to wear the cover-up deal. The sweat factor on this jersey. I know why these players back in the day, you're playing in the summertime at the Globe, outdoors – just mowing through different uniforms.
It's a problem. Well, you rocked that on the World Series run so many times, and those were high pressure games.
That's true.
I mean, you were intensely sweating.
But when
through
it's
those
the only jersey
nail own, biters,
you got to keep rocking it. And hey,
I was wondering why you had the top over.
Hell of a run.
It is kind of chilly out there, though.
It is chilly.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. It's cold.
I think it's the first time I've ever had to walk in here wearing a jacket.
Eric will have the Napoli jersey on and the lumberjack man shirt,
just covering up the sweat stains, baby.
And I think it was warm enough for our bodies to be getting ready for the summer, and then bang, you plunge us back into the cold. I didn't handle that walk very well myself. Well, the Stars handled their stroll quite well last night through Nashville, doing it for Jamie Benn. Missed his first game in like 5 years, but they got him 5-1 after a slow start. They were actually down 1-0 in the second. But another lopsided win, another great game for Otter. Wyatt Johnston scored again, and that's six games in a row. This one was a freaking gem. Bro, I mean, he is looking every bit the superstar. I think he leads the league in goals since the start of the new year.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. The third period was great. That first period got awful.
Yeah,
they got terribly outshot. I think Otter had to make the first 17 saves before the 18th shot eventually leaked in there. If it weren't for him, this game could have gotten out of hand early. But I know Coach Pete DeBoer was talking afterwards. If they want to catch Winnipeg, they feel like they probably got to win out. Well, they're doing their damnedest to make that happen, and they've got Winnipeg at home coming up next week. So you got some winnable games coming up on the schedule. That one could be for the division crown if they're able to keep taking care of business.
Well, they are doing exactly that, 7 in a row now, and they'll host Pittsburgh tomorrow. Yeah. The Blues have an 11-game winning streak going on
now. Tied the longest of their for the franchise, yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Winnipeg. They did get a win last night, so you're 4 points back. Mavs visiting the Clippers tonight. Nobody really cares about the Mavs. It's a morgue there at the games. Few have been watching. This is fascinating to me. I think last week they asked, please don't chant Fire Nico anymore, and the fans just said, fine, we'll just not come. That's the only reason we were there. But, I mean, will they have to be sold or relocate for anybody to ever care about basketball in DFW again? I think that's possible. That's on the cards. I don't know how this story ends, but it's incredibly sad. You know how much I love basketball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we can't talk about it anymore.
I know.
Just nobody cares.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
This time of year, we would be, I mean, the rim seshes would be rapid and consistent and all week long probably. We'd be going 5 for 5 rim sesh,
especially
Monday through Friday.
You get your guys back. Gafford's back. Lively's back. AD's back. But, yeah, it's just
who the hell
gives a damn right now.
They sucked the fun out of it, man. They did.
Well, and screw you, Nico.
They're getting what they deserve right now.
He took basketball away from DFW.
We have one more game, and it's just next Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
When Luka comes to town?
And I guess a lot of people are rooting for Luka, so maybe they have their basketball like that. I'm currently having the most fun, hate watching the Lakers, than I've had in 20 years.
Yeah.
This is Kobe Shaq level stuff for me. So it was hilarious last night as Steph Curry put on another show. Luka only had 19 points. The Lakers fans are mad at LeBron and Reeves playing the two-man game buddy ball. They want the full Luka experience. And I think he only scored a couple of points in the second half. 6 of 17 shooting, 19 points. And they lost. But, yeah, they visit the Mavs next Wednesday, and I think that's going to be the last, like, lively basketball moment in the AAC, maybe in its history, if Rick Welts is right. And we got to, you know, find a new spot by 2031. I think it could be around then by the time basketball is revitalized here in DFW. Ja Morant back to not giving a single bleep, and he's been fined $75,000 for going double handgun a gesture yesterday, a day after the NBA warned him not to.
Can't help himself.
This is like a couple of years ago when they were telling him to stop, and he was just like, okay, I'll pull out another gun on social media. You know, I it's not the end of the world. I mean, wow, $75,000 for a hand gesture. I think there is a point, like, are we heavy-handed here on a gun gesture? But, you know, Ja Morant basically just turned his back on the king there by, you know, doing that one day after he was warned. So
yeah, I mean, it's crazy. He was obviously at the height of competition, feeling himself in a huge way after hitting the walk-off game winner.
Yep.
But I guess just the emotions, I don't know, is that something that he planned? But there's just a defiance factor involved where it's childlike. How can you continue to do these things? And if you're Adam Silver, you're going, this dude has no respect for me.
Yeah,
I just gave him the warning, and he just gave me the double bird. Is what
could
he
be
did.
A flex? Like, I'll go ahead and eat a $100,000 fine to pull this off because it's just such an amazing moment. But wow, that's just so much dang money. I don't know. I think there's definitely a case to be made for impulse control being lacked in a significant way. I mean, I'm just surprised that the throat slash has been outlawed for like 2 decades and the handgun thing's been going on for a couple of years now. I'm surprised that it took so long to get to this moment.
Sure, and obviously because it's Ja Morant is why it means a little more. If this was another player, I don't know if they'd care as much, but given his history, that's where the issue is here, and that he's been suspended for this already before.
Mm. Well, actually, with that real video. Guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't seem to really care about the gun stuff then when he got suspended. I don't really know if there's any act the NBA could do that'll get him to eventually snap out of this. He clearly just doesn't care.
All righty. Cooper Flagg named AP Player of the Year, fourth ever freshman to earn that honor. Rick Pitino, Bruce Pearl share Coach of the Year. So congratulations to them going into a big weekend here. Texas and South Carolina tonight at 6 o'clock and UConn UCLA at 8:30 in the women's tournament. Flaje Johnson is opting to skip the draft, will return to college basketball.
News.
Congrats,
wow.
Brian.
Yes.
Going back for her senior year.
Yeah, her NIL money would be better than what her WNBA money would be. So that's her thinking right there for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome that you can have that kind of choice, especially as, you know, the WNBA is trailing so far behind in the popularity compared to the college game. They just probably can't get the revenue going.
Well, and, you know, the WNBA, some of the players in that league are now really being outspoken about it, that how is NIL money better than what we get in a pro league? You know, some of these players are starting to really speak out of how, and like they're basically supportive of, like, hey, well, I don't blame these, you know, these gals for staying back in school if they're making money like this, because we sure aren't.
Yeah, I feel for those ladies. You know, the WNBA hasn't become relevant enough. You know, like, the college basketball product is better, and with more ratings, there's more money to go around. So maybe now that the college stars are growing their brand when they enter the NBA, maybe they can grow that attention.
There's also a thought about with the new television deal kicking in after this season.
It's like quadrupling.
Yeah, that if you sign a contract that you might be you might be at a certain level. If you wait till 26 to come into the league,
numbers going up.
The numbers go way, way up. But yeah, but the NIL money is a lot of players are just saying, no, I'll stay in school and keep going at doing this. But yeah, that there a lot of them are also posturing for the television deal in 26 when it kicks in.
I got about 16 seconds on soccer here. Kevin De Bruyne has announced he's going to be leaving Manchester City at the end of the season. Second all-time Premier League in assists behind Ryan Giggs. In his 10 years with City, they won 16 trophies, including the Premier League 6 times, 2 FA Cups, and 1 Champions League. But he got up there, and he gets hurt a lot. So it's time for him to move on. All righty. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Chuck Wagon next. Zach, where are we going?
We got dueling NHL power rankings, city councils, and F1 fires. That's next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here live at the Globe today. Game one against the Rays is tonight, pregame at 6:30. GBAC today is coming up in 8 minutes. Time for a Chuck Wagon. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's Zachary. Do it.
All right, so the NHL power rankings are out. We've got ESPN and The Athletic. Now, both have the Winnipeg Jets, the Stars' top competition in the Central, who they're chasing down as the number one team in the rankings. Now, The Athletic has your Dallas Stars at number two, which remains the same. That was their number two team a week ago. It stays this. Now, they do also add in who's a team to avoid, and their team to avoid for the Stars would be the Colorado Avalanche.
Heck
who
yes.
are they are supposed to be playing right now. Like, if the season ended today, the Avalanche would be their first-round opponent. That's why they are trying so hard to go ahead and chase down Winnipeg, because in which case I think they'd be playing Minnesota in the first round. And that's one where, like, thank you very much, we'll take that. But barely 2 weeks ago, Dallas trailed Winnipeg by 11 and was far more focused on staving off Colorado, which was just 2 points back. You know what's better than home ice advantage against Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar? Not facing them at all, or at least not until the second round. This isn't to imply Colorado is some sort of unstoppable killing machine. The Avs were 9.8 seconds away from losing to lowly Chicago for the third time this season earlier this week. But after all, they are one of those playoff teams that are very scary, and the Avs remain very intimidating until proven otherwise. ESPN has the Stars behind Winnipeg and Washington as the number three team in the power rankings. But overall, you've got one of the best teams in the NHL. And to even have this thing close to where we're still talking about it with a week and a half or so to go in the season, credit to Pete DeBoer and what this Dallas Stars team has done.
Yes.
Right now. I mean, this run that they're on is truly incredible. And they might end up having their destiny in their own hands if they're able to keep on winning, keep getting points, and then they get Winnipeg at home next week.
I think they're better than Winnipeg. I think they're about to prove that. I think it's lazy by these different media outlets, Wolchuk, by not recognizing Winnipeg had a hot start, but the Stars they have did. Been gaining on them for a long period of time. They're the better hockey team right now.
Well, they are. Are you guys okay with this? And I'm asking this in a way of, like, it's always the rest versus rust thing. Are you okay with Dallas having to play their ass off to try and get ahead of Winnipeg going into the playoffs, or would you have rather them kind of been able to kind of coast into this thing, and then now, because of what a grind the Stanley Cup playoffs are?
I mean, in my mind, I think avoiding the Avs in round one would be a huge win. And
yeah,
worth whatever
that scares
it takes,
the hell out of
whatever,
me.
Whatever
that
gas.
Whole thing with Colorado with those guys.
Sure,
that
I mean,
scares
there's
me.
Probably the three best teams in the West are in your own division there with Winnipeg, Dallas, and Colorado. The good thing is everybody else is also doing the same thing in the West. There's nobody that's being able to coast right now. Yeah. Everyone's like Winnipeg's trying to fight for the top spot.
Sure,
Colorado's also trying to keep pace with everybody. So it's not like you've got one team that is able to kind of take their foot off the gas
right
now.
No, that's
so
a
that's
good
fortunate.
Point. I just didn't know if you wanted to go into the playoffs just, you know, you have, you know, foot on the gas. I mean, we've seen teams in the NFL, you know, the Giants that somehow are, you know, remember that they win the Super Bowl. They have to win all those games
going
on the road.
Momentum.
The momentum and all that. I don't know if that's a good thing, but in hockey, I can say that the playoffs are just grueling in hockey. That's the only reason why I was asking the question.
So, Brian, did you see this? The Formula One practices in Japan.
Yeah.
They've had to stop twice because the track keeps randomly just catching fire. The incidents occurred toward the
grass
end of
fires.
The scheduled 60-minute practice session.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dry grass,
yeah.
I guess, combined with the sparks from the underside of the F1 cars hitting the track.
The floor of the car, yeah.
Caused the areas to ignite, and then they quickly spread. It leads to F1 throwing the red flag. They got to stop the session. This is wild, and you just see, like, giant fire patches now inside the track where they're going to be racing there in Japan. It's, I mean, thank goodness nobody's been harmed by this, but that's got to be terrifying.
No, if you've ever watched a Formula One race, and you watch the race, say, from Singapore where they run at night, the spark show is incredible. And then, but you can see why, that if you get a bunch of cars on the track with the sparks coming off the floor and then getting onto that dry grass. Usually, though, in Japan, they do have rain. They've had a lot of
is that what the issue is?
Well, they've had rain during the race.
Okay.
So, or, you know, during practice and stuff like that. So that's what they haven't had so far, but it's something that's, it's kind of the cooler temperatures and stuff. They usually get rain, but this grass inside the circuit is extremely dry right now.
If you know you're hosting a race like this, though, you got to be more buttoned up than that.
Yeah, like if you got sprinklers going or something,
have some sprinklers.
Let's
running,
put down some fire retardant stuff.
There's so much money that goes into this. I mean, and the sport's growing at a rapid race right now.
Where's your favorite place to go get fire retardant stuff?
I think Home Depot's probably got it.
You just walk in there and say, "Can I get the fire retardant?"
Yeah.
Where's the fire retardant aisle, ma'am? Sir,
I mean, fire department probably help you out too.
That's true.
What do you consider fire retardant though? What kind of product is that?
It's like foamy stuff.
I've looked at like the gloves you can wear for like, you know, when you're barbecuing and like you got the chimney thing and you're kind of messing with coal.
Anti-fire gloves.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You guys, there's actually some fire retardant stuff that we can use.
Allegedly.
I think we've all heard of this in this segment. I never knew that this.
I didn't either. That's why I'm asking.
This whole thing's been educational for me, thanks to Professor Dawson.
But I trust Gavin.
New
when it comes
vocabulary
to the
word. Fire retardant. We got buckets of it.
We got buckets of it.
You can buy a 55-gallon drum of a fire retardant spray, class A, $3,000.
Wow, that's 3 Jeebos.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Some high price retardant.
That's impressive. So you guys mentioned the TJ Finley story, the Tulane quarterback. Yeah. He's 23 years old.
Is he only 23?
He's 23.
I swear he's
33. I thought he'd be older too, right? Because he's on his fourth team. Yeah. This is his last year of eligibility. But
maybe.
This is for sure his last year of eligibility, unless I guess he gets kicked off the team and can't play anymore. But this has been sad because he gets arrested because he was driving what was a stolen vehicle. Now, his representative, the New Orleans-based attorney David Corsell and Scott C. Stansbury, have said that TJ was a victim of a Facebook Marketplace scam. He purchased a used pickup truck from an individual who presented himself as John Spillway, representing Mountain Adventure, LLC. Spillway presented TJ with both a bill of sale and registration, giving him every reason to believe the purchase was legitimate. Within 3 days of the purchase, Tulane police informed TJ that the truck had been reported stolen, and TJ looks forward to continuing to cooperate fully with the authorities in hopes of recovering the funds he lost. So you go on Facebook Marketplace, you're buying this used truck, next thing you know, you're driving around, you're arrested because you're cruising around in a stolen vehicle. I'm kind of surprised this hasn't happened more often, but you got to be very, very careful in this instance.
Well, if they present the title and all that, how do you
You're
how
thinking
you know?
Everything's good to go, but I mean...
How do you know?
They could probably fake the titles.
That's what I'm saying. How do you know?
You don't. You don't.
I mean, you really don't.
No. In that scenario, if you really are just going to buy something off of Marketplace, like a vehicle, you may want to try and welcome in a dealership just to sort of facilitate the deal, maybe, especially if it's one where you want to get financing or something on it, just so that it can be much more buttoned up.
It can be traced and checked and all that stuff
like
that?
Yeah, they would have a better understanding if something was a little wonky. Not that you can't pull a fast one on a dealership as well.
Get the Carfax.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff.
I mean, that's why you just go to D&M Leasing and you don't worry about this problem.
Yeah. You in and out of new vehicles every 3 years, if you're like me. We love it. Thank you, Wool Chuck. What is that, a chuck wagon?
That's just a chuck wagon? That was our wagon. We were wagoning.
All right, NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock.
Wagon.
It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lubinsky.
Hey. How's it going, everyone?
Awesome. You?
Great.
Happy Friday.
Man, Friday could not come soon enough. Ready for this week, and I don't know about y'all. But G-Bag of the Day here, everyone. Y'all know it. 2:30 right here on G-Bag Nation on 105.3 every single day. And per tradition, we start with our winner. And Bobby, with the diss track, trying to make some history.
Hating on the cheap, yo. Free those spending cash figures. We need zero. Hands down. I'll take Tommy Sledger, even Rego. Failing all the way through Cross. Hey, Joey, where did he go? What's up with this old phony ass loser and his drama? The industry can hate me. F*** him. Go see my mama. How many flaws you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna slash all his money. I'm gay plocking.
Yes, sir. Bobby Belt getting it done, looking for 5-time status right here, right now. The goal of every G-Bag of the Day is to make it to 5. And Bob's on the doorstep, Ross.
Yeah, he sure is. And my goodness, I was working really hard to try and find someone that could dethrone this clip. So I went with the most toxic clips I could find. And I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with this fellow named Aaron the Plumber.
No.
Nope.
No.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay, well, found him on
That's
this video.
That's throw a wrench in this, huh?
Found this on WorldStar, and he's mid-interview, and his side piece calls him.
Hey, so I'm going to put it on speaker. Hold on, we're going to put the on speaker.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on speaker. Bro, why are you still calling me?
How did I do weird?
You did weird. You did weird. You ran to the internet, made a fake profile. I was the realest. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Are you going to listen? Are you going to listen? All right, that's it. That's it. Hold on.
In a real way.
In a real way. In a real way. Hold on, we finna mute this. So punk can't call a kid, man. Eh?
Toxic.
Toxic.
Just incredibly toxic.
Mm. Yep. Goodness gracious. Let's be grown ups about our breakups, you know?
Yeah.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, so another video from WorldStar. And this clip is a little bit different in the sense that this fellow was dating this girl for several years, right? And, you know, like a lot of relationships, they take a break, right? Well, let's just say that, boys, if you are dating a girl or anyone long term and y'all go on a break, just be careful what you do on that break, because the bill can come due as this man hides an 11-year-old child from his wife.
I've already explained what's going on. He's staying here now. It is what it is.
I'm not taking no child that's not mine that I didn't know
mean
about.
You're not taking no child. We're married.
I don't know this little boy. We married, but when did this happen?
I want to get to know him. I'm trying to tell you he's here now.
I don't even know that's something I want to do. Why would I want to get to know a child? He 11. That little boy ain't going to listen to me no way.
How you know that? Listen, we've been together for 13 years. Something has went down, and I have to get my son. It is what it is. He got to stay here now. You have to accept
No, this too soon. I don't think
How
I can handle
soon?
This. I don't think that. No, this ain't right. This ain't
What's
right.
What's not right about it?
Everything ain't right. We've been together 13 years. Who is your mama, baby? Who's the mama?
It doesn't matter. You
it does matter. This happened when we was together. We had our issues throughout these years.
Yeah, but I
need to know who the mama is.
I never told you for a reason, though.
What's the reason? You don't keep a child from nobody.
You didn't want kids. You didn't want nobody with kids. So I didn't want to mess up nothing. But now I have to put, you know what I'm saying, everything I do.
The baby 11, we got together 13 years ago. So what
cool.
you just went and had a
cool.
baby with somebody else?
No, it ain't nothing like that.
No, it's like, just like that. The boy is 11.
No, it's nothing like that. Wow.
We've been together 13 years, the kid's 11. I'm not good at math, but I think I can math that.
Salute to that guy for battling to keep his family together.
He's trying.
He's believing.
No,
make this work.
And that's something I appreciated, too. I was like, you know what? He made the mistake, and not that it's okay, but like he's trying to like make up for it and be an active father in the kid's life. So that I kind of appreciated.
I appreciate these cookies that...
Wow, we just got the hookup, Ross.
One of the Rangers ladies just dropped off for us. What are these? These look like some sugar cookies
these
or some peanut butters?
You.
Oh,
peanut
these are some
butter.
Peanut butters.
These are peanut
oh,
butter
Oh, my goodness.
Cookies. I mean, that must be... That's a full... That's two dozen.
Yeah.
That's two dozen homemade...
Look at these. Put these on the webcam.
Incredible peanut butter cookies, courtesy of Guest Services, the MVP of Globe Life Field.
The Chiafalo ladies are feasting like queens this weekend. The queens they are.
This with our raw milk? Are you
Ooh.
Kidding me?
Ooh!
That's Put a some ice right cream there. Between those things.
Let's
I might,
party.
I might put them in the microwave for like 8 seconds each.
Okay.
You know, just warm them up a little bit. But
I
that's
dig
me.
It.
That is me. Okay, it's time to vote. We have a champ and two challengers. Is it our five-time, our four-time, probably soon to be five-time champ? We'll see. Bobby Belt, Diss and Peyton Russell and some other people. They're Sean and RJ, 6 to 10 weekday mornings on The Fan. Aaron the Plumber is in, and when breaks go wrong.
Yeah.
Whew, yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that was bad.
13
like,
years.
Well, you're going to get to know him now.
She doesn't even want kids.
No,
right?
No. Right? She doesn't.
And that's the only reason why I kept it from her all these years.
Wow, because I loved you, honey. I didn't want to ruin
what
it.
I mean you're not taking him in? We're
but
married.
He's here now, so you're going to get to know him.
yeah. What do you mean it's wrong? There's nothing wrong about me being a dad.
Come on.
It's beautiful.
Just accept it.
That is such a great clip.
Who are you voting for, Chief?
I think I'm going to vote for that clip. That's hilarious.
Alrighty. How about you, Ross?
Sorry, B-Dot.
Yep, same thing. I'm going with the man hides the 11-year-old.
Okay. Woolchuck?
Oh, man. I think I got to go with the 11-year-old child.
Brian?
Jeez. We're going to keep Bobby. We're going to keep Bobby.
Dawson's going to make him five times, so here
Bobby
we go.
Bobby Belt, now an honorary five-time G-Bag of the Day champ. You will hear him again in the G-Bag of the Year, but he has been stopped on the doorstep of greatness by a viral relationship clip there. Nice job by Ross Lubinsky. Digging deep to find your new champ. If you ever do miss the G-Bag of the Day champion, you can tune in during LA Live every night about 5:40. We replay the champ, and Lucius has a bunch of fun with you. Okay, NFL news of the day coming up next. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do that at 3 o'clock. I've got a lot of great NFL stuff. Bad. I think we got Biggest Dub, though, coming up.
Let's do it, man. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? Perhaps Dawson just did. But more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next here in the Nation.
Thank you, Ross, and for Lucius. Big dub for us today. We're at the Globe here, Comerica Backyard. If you're coming to the game, you'll get a Peagle bobblehead, and you can come say hi to us. It'd be amazing to see you. My biggest L this week, a few Rangers fans on Twitter just crushing me, digging up some old stuff that we don't need to rehash, but it does pain my heart. I want to find a way to be healing, you know, and heal this Ranger nation.
No doubt.
Would you like to tell us what they dug up?
Well, as I said, Brian, I don't really want to rehash it. Okay,
Wow.
Here's the chief with your biggest hill and your biggest dub.
A little worried about you.
Thanks for respecting my privacy at this time.
Yeah, I was trying.
We love you.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Big L to Bobby Roberto Belt for not achieving the legendary five-time G-Bag
of the day. That was shocking.
He's really upset
status.
About it.
He's ticked. He has texted me and Woolchuck. He's saying that he's never speaking to any of us again except Dawson.
Yeah, I voted for him.
You voted for him, huh?
No, it was me. I'm the one that
Bobby
voted.
Gave the charity, or Broadus gave the
I
charity
made 3-2.
Yeah.
I don't want a charity selection, he says. He believes he just got named to the Pro Bowl because someone didn't go because of the honorary situation. Yeah. So he's definitely, he feels stabbed in the back by his own people.
An honorary champ has won G-Bag of the Year before. So you could easily be vindicated.
And we've had honoraries that won twice. And then we're just, you went four. You know, you had a great run, Bobby. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Incredible run. But the inspiring father was too much to pass on.
Yep.
That was an incredible clip, but sorry about that, Bob. You know
guys
we love
just
you.
Hate Bobby. Just
you know we love
it,
you.
Yeah.
No Cinco.
I love that.
Bobby's genuinely one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, the whole planet. Bobby Belt. And it was worthy. I mean, it's a great rap. I can't wait to relive it when we tee up the honorary selections at the new year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bet you don't vote for it.
817. I voted for it more often than I haven't, so... I mean, history says I probably will vote for it.
When the time comes to get it, the Hall of Fame vote, you're not going to be there.
Nobody can ever say that we just vote for our co-workers again.
Yeah, that's right. That's
we're standing on business. I voted where I thought the vote should go.
Vote your conscience. That's what I always say.
817, Biggest Dub, just got a clean biopsy report at my two-week checkup after my cancer surgery.
There
I feel
go.
Both relieved and blessed.
There
that's because
Way
that's exactly what you are. You are blessed, 817. Congratulations, dude. That is wonderful, man. We have Daniel in Forney checking in. Biggest Dub.
Salute.
For my boss, he says, I've been sick the last 2 days, and he has allowed me to work from home, even though nobody in our company is supposed to work from home. So Daniel and Forney, toloing and bleeding,
you've made yourself
says,
valuable if Daniel. That's the case. You must do something that nobody else in that office can do.
Bobby is texting in now on the fan text, very emotional, and he's calling us fake friends. So I apologize, Bob. Hey.
Might get a diss record about us next.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one guy you don't want to.
No, you don't want to upset him.
You don't want to pee him off. And I think he is peed off.
He's really upset. I think he's crying.
You mentioned Cooper Flagg, named AP Player of the Year.
Yeah, tears.
She'd pretty, probably drink over it.
Yeah, he probably.
Oh, what do you mean a drink?
I mean, 8 shots in 20 minutes.
That's what
for
I'm
Bell.
Saying. Like, yeah, let's see how many shots we can do in, you know, 45 seconds.
Let's not challenge him.
That guy's battle tested. Yeah, don't challenge him. Dwight Howard scammer gets 12 years in prison for fake plot to buy WNBA's dream.
Oh. Yeah, I think Chandler Parsons was wrapped up in that one as well.
Yeah, Chandler Parsons was absolutely roped in it. And let's see. Also, James Wiseman, who was NBA prospect, big man, Golden State, never really panned out.
Talked about trade for him one time, didn't we? Like, kick him into the deal? Wasn't Wiseman a guy that we always, when you were dealing with Golden State?
Nico, for a long time, was trying to do Luka for Wiseman just straight up, but Golden State wouldn't do it.
Golden State said, no thanks.
No, thank you.
We've heard about his hookah.
Yeah. You guys see Skip Bayless went viral last night just tweeting out Luka looking thick. That was the whole tweet.
Luka looking thick.
Thing just soared into the stratosphere on Twitter.
Man, you see him get cooked by Curry on that possession?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Curry doesn't stop running. He would be impossible to try and cover.
It's like the Rip Hamilton stuff or like Ray Allen, these dudes that just run in circles.
Because
all they need is just a split
game.
Second of open to cash money on
just
you.
The whole game, he runs the whole time.
Got to do your cardio.
We might be getting Lakers Warriors first round NBA playoffs.
Woo.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, please.
There was an L given to a 41-year-old U.S. citizen who was trying to smuggle some fentanyl into America via the border at El Paso.
Yeah, I'm glad this guy got caught.
He was subjected to a secondary exam following a short interview, and they were like, "Okay, we don't think you're doing legal stuff right now." So the drug sniffing dog searched the man, alerted the officers to the presence of narcotics. Mm. Upon further inspection, officers believed the man had drugs concealed inside his anal cavity.
Oh, he keistered it.
The booty.
He straight keistered that thing.
Up in the cheeks.
That sounds dangerous with fentanyl.
The man would not consent to a medical exam, so a Homeland Security Investigations Task Force officer was called, and a special agent obtained a search warrant for the dude's beehole.
Wow.
I would just show him those clips of those guys that are getting sent to that place in Venezuela, where we sending all those criminals? You seen those clips?
I don't know
that
if I
prison.
I haven't seen it.
You guys never seen it?
I gotta get that in my algorithm.
No. Oh my
Sounds
gosh!
Fascinating.
Oh yeah. So they're deporting this. That, it was a country. What country just said that there was a country? I think it's Venezuela that came up and said we'll take all the criminals. Just and they've been loading. Yeah. Well, I'll show you on the clips. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
My gosh, it's a horrible.
How insane do you have to be though to risk putting what ended up being fentanyl?
Oh, if that
if that thing explodes inside your body,
you're done. Yeah.
You might have been made to do it. You know, to pay off a debt
sounds likely
to survive stuff like that. I don't know. Those people that traffic are oftentimes under duress to accomplish that mission.
Gosh.
Under, fear of death.
It's ridiculous, dude. Yeah. 940 Biggest Dub lunch beers on the work clock right now. Toloing.
Oh, that is a huge win.
Big time dub.
That's how you get it done on a what you drink and
what you
think on Friday.
What you call the man.
Yeah, El Salvador.
El Salvador, yeah.
Salvador is where you're getting
got
it done.
There she is.
They've got this prison that they're loading people up and sending them over there, and El Salvador's like, yeah, we'll bring them all. And it's terrifying what they do with these people. I mean, really, I would.
Yeah, you watch that Locked Up Abroad show, like a lot of those
you ought to see this,
foreign
Dawson.
Jails are just like wide open areas. Yeah. It's a lawless land in there.
Yeah. Big sell of the week goes to the mayor of one of North Dakota's largest cities resigned.
Fargo.
After an investigation into him mistakenly sending a lewd video to the city attorney.
Oh, no.
He fat-fingered it on the contacts, meant to send it to somebody else, his girlfriend or whatever.
That's awkward.
And what did he send?
Here's the news report from Minot, North Dakota.
In with a major shakeup in leadership in the city of Minot. Tom Ross resigning as mayor of Minot today. It comes after the release of a report on an investigation into Ross's conduct. Keona Rivera covered a special city council meeting this afternoon and joins us in studio with more. Keona?
Good evening, Joe. According to the investigative report, City Attorney Stephanie Stahlheim filed a formal harassment complaint on January 28th against Ross. The report states Stahlheim received a sexually explicit video over text 2 weeks prior. According to the report, when interviewed about the incident, Ross confirmed it was him in the video and he had recorded the video during his lunch break prior to sending it to Stahlheim. The reporter writer says Ross intended to send it to his romantic partner, whose name begins with C, but mistakenly sent it to the contact city attorney.
Oopsies.
Is that not amazing? He's like, yes, I'm not lying about this. That is me in the video. I just clicked the wrong name, okay? And it just so happened to be the city attorney. Yeah, I mean, you have no choice but to resign after that.
Do?
I mean,
you're done. Coming back from that. It seems like far worse things have been done.
We're going to need a new city to go work in, boys.
Yeah we're going to go have to
recover from that one.
Pack our bags.
It's going to be an awkward scene at town hall.
I can.
Maybe he can head to Filthy, where the mayor has resigned there as well, I believe, because
apparently
he's a Cowboys fan.
The Cowboys mayor might be stepping down as well. That could be
fake
news.
Get him out of here. Yeah. Oh, really?
But honestly, if I was the Cowboy, why would you even want to be there anyway? Move the hell out of there. It's a terrible place to be.
Amen. Hey, and big shout out to our guy in the 214, Woody. Still sober, no opiates or benzos.
Mm. Look at that. In like 19 months or something now? Yeah.
Congratulations,
good
man.
Run.
Woody.
He's on fire.
Keep it up, Woody. Okay, now it is time for the NFL news of the day, Wooly Bully. Where
you're
you
damn right
it
is, Gavin. Quarterback rumors are continuing to swirl. We just had the Shador Pro Day. And could this NFL team be on the move? That's next.